You need a shovel, a pick, a spike maul,
what's
a claw bar.
Well, stop right there. What's a spike maul?
Spike maul is a kind of a sledge or hammer, a 10-pound spike maul, they call it.
Would they ever call that a go devil? Do you ever remember that
word being associated with it? I heard it somewhere. I think I've heard that. But mostly a spike maul.
Mostly a spike maul.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's to drive your spikes down in the tie to hold it on the rail.
Okay.
You know that one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And the claw bar to pull the spikes with it.
Okay. Would, in the old days, when they were, like, hauling all this stuff in, was it hauled in on wagons with drawn by horses?
Or? No. We had work trains come out, loaded, stock cars loaded with ties, and it would travel about 5 or 6 miles an hour, and we'd have men inside of the stock cars, and a fellow on top of the stock car telling them how many ties at each location to throw. And it kept on moving. We distributed them that way.
Okay.
And if we were short on ties, then we had the motor cars and the push car. We'd take whatever we needed in the push cars to fill in where it was short.
Okay. What, I was wondering if you'd ever heard of anything like a Fresno or any other kind of old-time earth-moving equipment.
Fresno.
You've heard of that?
Yes.
What is that? Do you know what it is?
Fresno. No, I've heard of it, but I really can't tell you.
Okay. These are just a couple of pronunciation items. The thing that they would use to cut the wool off of sheep would be called what?
Shears.
Okay. And the thing that they use to nail nails into a piece of wood?
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing I drove up in out here is called a what?
Automobile.
Okay.
Or a vehicle.
Okay, or a short word for that.
Car.
Okay. What kind of, what were the different kind? You mentioned you call it a stock car?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that different than a box car?
Yes.
Tell me the different kinds of cars that you would know about in working with trains.
Well, on the railroads have refrigerators that they call for fruit and vegetables, which they have compressors there to keep them cool. They have those, and they have the box car for merchandise. And they have the stock cars. They don't anymore, but they used to. Them were they're not enclosed completely. They have openings, about 3 or 4 inches openings, and so the cattle wouldn't suffocate.
Okay.
And that's in the box cars. And then your tankers, well, for various types of liquids.
For liquids and stuff.
Grain.
And coal cars and grain hoppers for grain.
They call them grain hoppers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also your coal cars, coal ballast cars.
Okay. In the old days, when your father was working, when you were growing up, when you came up from Old Mexico, how did you get from Old Mexico to Larkspur? You came up in what?
By train.
You came up by train,
mm-hmm.
So you didn't come up in a wagon or anything?
No.
Did your father have wagons when you were growing up or anything like that? They
no.
didn't have anything like that? Okay. Did he own guns?
Oh, yes.
What kind of guns? What are some of the...
Oh, he had some... rifles and pistols,
okay.
Revolvers.
Okay. What kind of rifle do you remember?
Oh, it was an old-timer, .32-40 Winchester.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he had